Good evening, everybody. Let's sing a love song about Jesus. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing His word. It sounds like music in my ear. And oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because He first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me Beloved, are you still in love with Jesus? It's when you go off toward other things, you get tired of following Jesus, that's when you get into trouble. So let's all come back to Jesus. Let's close our eyes and picture ourselves at the throne of our Father with Jesus sitting at the right hand, and we're full of the Holy Ghost saying, Father, we love you. We thank you for loving us first. We did not have any love, no ability to love you, Father, until you came to us, opened our eyes, showed us our need for a Savior, that we were sinners in need of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to this earth and paying for our sin. Thank you for bringing us back to yourself, wooing us, longing for us. And now, Jesus, you're sitting at the right hand of the Father, waiting for Him to say, Son, go get your people. Go get your bride. I'm watching and waiting, Father, and I pray for all those who are watching today that they are longing to see Jesus face to face. They're looking forward to that day, and they're full of your Spirit, Father, that they would have not only a hunger for more of you, Jesus, but to be used by you to tell the world that the end is coming and that they would hear the gospel message through one of us.
Yes.
Thank you, Father, that you impel us to go. You compel us to go. We thank you, Father, for that. And Father, this afternoon, as people are tuning in and listening, we pray for their salvation. We pray for their strength in the faith. We pray that they would be healed, if it be your will. We know that it's your will that your children be healed, but we must wait in your time, Father. We trust and believe that we can be healed when you say, devil, you gotta go, disease, you gotta go,
yeah.
And my child, our we will be free. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your many blessings you pour out upon us. I pray for each and every one who's listening that their heart would just be full of love for you and for others. In Jesus, our Messiah's precious name, amen. Amen. We want to sing about the old rugged cross. Let's go back to the cross where it all began, where we were born again.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross
I will end.
or a crown. Oh, play it then.
Clinging to that old rugged cross.
Amen.
Amen, Pastor Buck.
Amen. Well, Brenda, I appreciate the comment about your dad and that being his favorite song. And you know, it's so good to look back and see where the old gospel songs and the Word of God comforts people in the time of their departure. And so, Brenda, it was a privilege to hear from you. It's always a privilege to hear from all of you. Loretta Webb, Carol Blankenship, Merlene Cantrell, just others. Don't mean to leave nobody out, but I just want you to know today that God loves you. And that if God be for us, who can be against us?
That's right.
I've never seen such changes in our country and in this world than the last few years. But I can truthfully say that God has been faithful to Pastor Nikki and me.
Amen.
I can truthfully say that the day I committed my life to Him and asked for forgiveness of my sins, that my life changed right then. I was a new person. Now, I haven't arrived yet. I've still got things I'm asking God to help me with, and I'm sure you do too. But I can look back and see, when I committed to Jesus Christ, He committed to me.
Amen.
And we entered into a covenant with the Almighty God of all creation.
Amen.
Today, I just want to bring you a short message from the Word of God in the book of St. John. And I pray that you'll grab a hold of this message. Because when I was asking God what to speak and how to speak and all, He ministered to my heart in a way I pray that I can bring it out to you. Now, we all know about John the Baptist and how that John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Ghost in his mother's womb. And on top of that, God filled his mother with the Holy Ghost and filled his daddy with the Holy Ghost. And the power of God really started working. You know, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, there wasn't a word from heaven for 400 years. And after 400 years, God broke His silence by raising up John the Baptist and Jesus coming to this earth through a virgin's womb. And John the Baptist made it very plain. Let's read a little bit. The 25th verse of the 3rd chapter. And there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. That showed me that way back then, that people had their own ideas and their own doctrine. And there was always division. There's division in our churches today. You know, some say I'm right and you're wrong. If you do this, you'll go to hell. If you don't do this, you'll go to hell. So, it's six of one, half dozen of another. Jesus came to set us free from religion. Jesus came so that we could be purified and forgiven of our sins, and that we would be able to have a relationship with Him and our Father. Amen. And the Holy Ghost that was sent when Jesus rose from the grave and went back into heaven and sat down at the right hand of the Father, then the power of God came to be with all of us.
Amen.
And they came to John, the disciples and the Jews, and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, talking about Jesus, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptized, and all men come to him. See, already there was the disciples wondering, you know, why are they going to see this Jesus when they used to follow John? And John answered and said, a man can, listen to me today, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. I don't have no power on my own. God help these preachers that says that we can go and study how to have all the power. I want to tell you, I have no power, but I know the one that has the power, and I know the one that will answer my prayers. I know the one that has given me faith to believe that I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me.
Amen.
I know the one that took my sins upon him, and he gave me eternal life. Oh, he gave me eternal life. And I don't have to wait to heaven to experience the power of God. I don't have to go to heaven, wait until I get there, to feel the sweetness of my darling Jesus.
Amen.
I don't have to wait for the power of God for me to be able to see things that the world can't see. There is a gift called discernment. And you know, Pastor Nikki can really back up what I'm saying. Many years ago, I think it was probably over 10 years ago. No. Pastor Nikki told me it was in 1994 that God spoke to me, and he gave me these numbers, 2019. Now listen, beloved, that was 1994. I didn't know, and perhaps Pastor Nikki and I both thought, well, that's when the Lord's going to take me home. But the Holy Ghost gave me that number. And that year, and you know what happened? 2019 is when everything changed. It's when the COVID came. That's when our world was turned upside down. That's when God started shaking this old world with His power. And you know, God gives us that discernment. The discernment. And I don't know whether I'm speaking to someone out there or not, but God gave me some numbers this morning. Have no idea what it means. He gave me 271. 271. I have no idea what it means. But I know that when God speaks, the Bible says that Jesus' people hear His voice. And I heard His voice again this morning. He told me in 1994, 2019. And I tell you, everything has been turned around since then. But you know what? Pastor Nikki and I pray that you have not been turned around by all the things that's happening in this world today. I pray that your life has not been turned around to where you have walked away from the Lord during all the things that's happening. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing unless it comes from heaven. And we're talking about good things. We're talking about great things. You yourselves bear me witness that I said I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. Boy, I tell you what, John the Baptist was surely sent to prepare the way of the Lord. And you know what he was preaching? It's time to repent, for the kingdom of God is near. And I want to tell you today, the kingdom of God was near, and that he came, Jesus came, and he did what was necessary for us to be reconciled back to our Father.
Amen.
John the Baptist was making it plain. Hey, boys, don't you be looking to me. I am not the Christ. And I tell people, listen, don't set Pastor Nicky or me up on a pedestal. No siree. Listen, there's only one great one, the great I Am. And he's coming back soon. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. And you know who the bride is. The Bible says we're the bride of Christ. But the friend of the bridegroom, and that was John the Baptist. John the Baptist was saying, listen, I'm not the bridegroom, but I'm a friend. Let me ask you today, can you say you're a friend of Jesus?
Yeah.
We know he's a friend to us, Pastor Nicky.
Yes.
But let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Are you his friend? And the Bible says that the friend of the bridegroom rejoiced greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. Woo, glory. I tell you what, I rejoice when I hear his voice. And you know the many times he spoke to me in the Spirit through the Holy Ghost. Oh, Holy Ghost power. I pray that you would have that Holy Ghost power to where you could hear the voice of the bridegroom. That you could hear the voice of Jesus, and that you would be willing to obey and to follow him at all costs. He said, this my joy therefore is fulfilled. John said, I'm just as happy as I can be. I'm just as happy as I can be that Jesus Christ, that people are following him, that we can hear his voice. God himself came from heaven, and he became a man for us. Now, this is what I preached on many sermons, and it's always different. John the Baptist says, he must increase, but I must decrease. Let me say this to you today. You're going to have to increase in order for, decrease in order for Jesus to increase.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Say it again.
You're going to have to decrease if you want Jesus to increase in your life.
That's right.
And you know, it's disheartening to see so many people increasing. Always wanting more. Never going to Jesus. Never decreasing because of pride. And we want to do it our own way.
Yes.
But I want to say that if you're going to increase, Jesus will decrease, and you will not experience what God has for you in this life.
That's true.
See, God has a good plan for all of us. Sometimes, most of the time, we can't see it. That's where our faith comes in. And that's where, if Jesus has increased and we have decreased, then we are trusting in him, come hell or high water.
That's right.
We believe that God will work it out for our good. You know, it's so sad that people are teaching and preaching and on the television talking about how we can have this and how we can have that and how we can be healed and how this and how that, and all they're doing is decreasing Jesus and increasing a lie. A lie. We have to understand that we have to die daily to self.
Right.
It's a sacrifice. You got to make the choices. I say this because I love you. It's a choice. If you want to lose weight, you got to quit eating so much.
That's right.
Somebody say amen.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Pastor Nikki and I went to Palatka, Florida today, and I had fasted all night because I've got to get some blood work done. We have a new doctor. So we went, and we went to a place called LabCorp. I had fasted all night, and I'd fasted all morning. And we went to this place called LabCorp, and bless God, they had closed their office. So it was too late. It was noontime. I hadn't eaten 24 hours almost. And so when we found that out, we had to call and make an appointment with someone else. And guess what? We went to this nice restaurant, and I ordered a big, juicy hamburger with French fries.
Cheese. And cheese.
And cheese, yes, and cheese. But, you know, it felt so good to eat meat. I had planned to maybe just eat half of that big old hamburger and half of the fries and bring the rest home for tonight. But you know what? I ate it all. I ate the whole thing. And that's where we've got to ask God for self-control. We've got to ask the Lord to help us.
Yes.
We've got to decrease so that the power of God can increase in our life.
Yes.
Don't you want to be able, especially for those that you love, to lay hands on them and pray and see God in action?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Don't you want to be able to be an overcomer that the devil can't slide something in your path that will give you a battle that you lost?
No, I don't. Yes.
I'm telling you today, you and I have got to decrease so that Jesus can increase in our life. John the Baptist made it plain. Listen, I've got to decrease so that the Lord can increase. And you know, all I'm going to say about that is John the Baptist was beheaded for the gospel's sake.
Yes, he was.
So he really decreased, didn't he?
He did.
But he was a forerunner. In other words, he got things going. Isn't it time that you and I get some stuff going here so that Jesus can be glorified?
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I just want to close today with that last verse that I read, 31st. He that cometh from above is above all.
Amen.
He's above all. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is Lord of all. And I'm inviting you to come and know this one I'm talking about.
Amen.
The one that changed my life.
Amen.
The one that will change your life. Would you come to Him today?
Amen.
Would you come to Him? And, oh, beloved, listen, bride of Christ, will the Lord find you spotless and blameless?
Amen.
Has Jesus increased in your life to the point?
Yes.
Has Jesus increased in your life to the point to where you know that you're going to go to heaven when you die?
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I leave that with you today, and Pastor Nikki's going to close us out with this little song. By the way, we love you. Praise God for you. Have a blessed weekend. We'll see you again maybe Sunday. Amen.
Have I gone away, Lord?
Still
Let's stay yielded to the Lord Jesus. We love you. Jesus loves you. Bye for now.